Podcasting Network.
My friends, good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and glad you're here. Friday, May 25th, 2007. And yes, I am on the telephone as we speak, trying to sort out some technical difficulties. But nevertheless, folks, I'm glad you're here. It is obviously Friday night, at least for another hour. And welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network, and, of course, our website, which you should know by now, is www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And we may have a guest joining us here in a few minutes, but I'm not quite sure, as we've had some technical difficulties dealing with publicists and offices and so on and so forth, but hopefully that will happen, and we'll wait and see if it will go down, and also trying to work out our technical difficulties as well. So a lot of stuff going on here, folks, and yeah, other than that, I have a vast assortment of news. I would say probably, 100 pages or so, maybe more, just on one subject, and it kind of goes all over the place. I think you're going to be very intrigued by the whole thing. It's pretty astounding information. And as I said, it covers a vast array of topics, a vast array of people that you've heard of, people that you know of, and you start to see some patterns emerge, and it's pretty scary stuff, I guess you could say. But we will be talking about that in our news segment tonight, and of course I expect you to have a lot of opinions on what you're going to hear. It does affect one of our potential candidates for the Republican Party's nomination for the presidency. We'll wait and see. I really think that the whole thing is a done deal. I think that Hillary's got it, but anything can happen. We still have plenty of time, even though it looks like with all the campaigning and things that are going on, you'd think that the election were right around the corner. So here we are on the cusp of Memorial Day weekend. I haven't seen gas prices go up too much, and that's moderately exciting. I have no plans to actually do any traveling, but at the same time, I suspect it's only because of the price gouging threat that's kind of been out there. I don't know. I really think it'll probably creep up even more. But maybe where you live it is high, and I don't know. Maybe you have some plans for Memorial Day, folks. Remember, of course, why we have the holiday and what its purpose is, and spend some time with the people you care about. And do something fun this weekend. I don't know what, but do something fun. Maybe your weather will be nice. Ours will be rainy here in northwest Arkansas, which means that the battle against these slugs and snails will resume, something I was complaining about last night, but that's okay. I expect nothing expect nothing more. But, of course, some great advice from you guys in our calls last night, and I anticipate going out there and doing battle this weekend. We'll see how it goes. Well, after our first break, hopefully we'll have our guest with us. I'm sure Manny's working on that. I think we may have gotten our technical difficulties worked out, but we'll have to wait and see here as we go into our first commercial break. Okay, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Very good. We'll bring them up here after this break because we're right on the cusp here. A mere 3 minutes, folks, and then our guest will be joining us. His name is Greg Palast. He's the author of the brand-new New York Times bestseller, Armed Madhouse. Now, it's brand-new in paperback. I assume it was in hardcover beforehand. But looking forward to speaking with Greg because we've been attempting to set this up for a while now. Obviously, this book is very, very important, and it just grows more and more important as we do see the election process resume and all of the various candidates sort of vying for, you know, top dog in a field that's entirely too congested with candidates, in my opinion anyway. At least too many candidates from the Democrats and the Republicans. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free...
Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Our special guest tonight is the author of two New York Times bestsellers, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, as well as the one we'll be talking about tonight, Armed Madhouse. Greg Palast is best known in his native United States as the journalist who, for the UK's Observer, first broke the story of how Governor Jeb Bush has thousands of black Florida citizens purged from the voter rolls before the 2000 elections, thereby handing the White House to his brother, George W. His reports on the theft of the election of 2004, the spiking of the FBI investigations of the bin Ladens before September 11th, and the secret State Department documents planning the seizure of Iraq's oil fields have won him a record 7 Project Censored Awards for reporting news that the American media refuses to cover. This guy is definitely somebody we're very honored, pleased, and privileged to have with us here tonight. Greg Palast, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, glad to be with you, Frank.
I really appreciate you making time for us tonight. I know it's practically, you know, a holiday weekend for everybody else. But
well, you know, no rest for the wicked. In fact, I'm glad I'm talking to you because this week I've been investigating Arkansas.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, talk to me about it. I might know something.
Center of the evil.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
In fact, for those of you who saw the Monica Goodling, the blondling underling mm-hmm. of Karl Rove and Gonzalez, mm-hmm. testify before the House Judiciary Committee this week. She got up, and they're talking about firing prosecutors, including the your Bud Cummins there in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
firing them. And she opened up her testimony, blathering away about something. She said, "Now that I'm under immunity and I got to confess everything, I just want to tell you that Tim Griffin knew everything about caging voters, and they lied to you." She's talking about perjury of major Bush administration officials. No one asked her a question. What is caging? Who is Tim Griffin? Like, what?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what.
Please.
If you turn to you know, everyone says, well, Karl Rove says, "I can't find my emails. Golly gee, they're gone. I used the Republican Party computers, and they've been wiped clean. I can't find them."
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? I've got 500 of those.
Really?
I've got 500 Karl Rove emails.
Wow.
They were missent. To GeorgeWBush.com is his internet system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he mistyped it as GeorgeWBush.org, owned by a friend of mine.
Oh wow!
Well, we set up these little net traps just for this purpose, and shook right into the right to BBC television.
Wow!
And where I report, and 50 of those emails directed by a guy named Tim Griffin. We're about something called caging voters. And this is what this woman was testifying about under immunity. What the heck is caging a voter?
Yeah.
Well, what it is they sent letters to a bunch of voters, hundreds of thousands of them, and if the letters came to their home registered addresses, the letters came back undelivered, they said, "Aha, a fake voter," and they challenged their right to vote.
Wow.
Sounds reasonable. Like, why should fraudulent voters vote? One problem. You know who these people were? Well, I'll give you one name, Randall Prousa. He's a Navy airman.
Oh.
Sent overseas.
Right.
Yeah, the letter came to his house. He's serving his country. Happy Memorial Day.
Mm.
His right to vote was challenged. He sent in his absentee ballot. He didn't even know it.
Wow.
Airman Prousa. He lost his vote to these creeps. Now, here's the deal. They knocked out 70,000 people just in Florida. You know what? It's illegal. It's mm-hmm. not just creepy and ugly. It's illegal.
Wow.
And they were targeting mostly, obviously, black and Hispanic servicemen,
yes.
homeless men,
yeah.
students who are away from their vacation so they wouldn't get their letters.
Wow.
This is against the law. Now, who was in charge of this little game? And this is why Monica took the fifth
mm-hmm.
and was immunized.
That's amazing.
The guy at the top of the email that I have right in our manhouse, the emails that Rove says you can't find, I've reprinted them. Excuse me. Right at the top is a guy named Tim Griffin. He was in charge of this illegal caging operation that she was trying to bust. No one asked her a question about it.
That's amazing.
But,
and yet not
you know,
surprising.
She tried to bust this.
Yeah.
Where's Tim Griffin today?
Good question.
He is the United States Attorney for Arkansas.
Is he really?
Yeah, your boy.
Wow.
And so now, in other words, what they did was they took the perpetrator of the crime, I mean the prosecutor. Perpetrator becomes prosecutor, mission accomplished.
Wow.
It's all about setting up for the 2008 election.
Yes.
They've got 8 new Rove bots in place, a sleeper cell of guys who are there to help play games with the election of 2008. That's what it's
amazing.
All about.
Wow. So,
yeah. But now you know. So
yeah.
In Arkansas, you are at the heart of the action, man.
So it would seem. And I've felt that way ever since I moved here, which was about 7 years ago. And,
uh-huh.
and obviously, you know, Bill and Hillary had already left, so I felt it was safe to move here. And yet now, you know, the nonsense continues.
Yeah, the nonsense doesn't matter which party. I mean, the
yeah.
nonsense continues.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got it exactly. So it's all about, it's not about whether they fired loyal Bush guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question. Well, hey, listen, you think Clinton didn't ask people what their party affiliation was before he made him U.S. attorney? That's silly.
Yeah,
come on,
absolutely.
Give me a break.
Yeah, you know, he did the same thing. Yeah.
Gandhi asked people their party affiliation. I mean, you know, come on. That's silly.
What do you
but
think?
It's about playing games with the election.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very intriguing, and obviously you know this. But looking at the past few elections, certainly, especially 2000 and 2004, I mean, each successive time, they sort of iron out a few more wrinkles, don't they?
They
get more and more. Yeah.
Now, for those people who don't know Greg Palast, I report for BBC Television, Britain, despite my voice. I mean, Karl Rove, in an email, I can't make this up, in the subpoenaed email, Karl Rove, the president's kind of political hit guy.
Yeah.
Right? He was boasting that people, that the U.S. media has not picked up the investigations in our madhouse in the book. He even included a PDF of the, which is like a little file attachment with an excerpt of the book to the email. They just got this under subpoena. And that's because he didn't want this stuff coming out about Tim Griffin in Arkansas being put in place to play games with the election, the guy who was messing with the vote. Now, for BBC Television, probably the story, if you haven't heard of my name, Palast, because it's I did the story about how in 2000 Jeb Bush, Catherine Harris knocked off tens of thousands of black voters off the voter rolls in Florida, calling them felons. You know, they're not allowed to vote. Of course, their only crime was voting while black.
Yeah,
and that was the election 2000. Well, in 2004, they used this caging list system I just told you about with the knocking out the soldiers, knocking out the homeless men. It's illegal. That was a new game. 2008, they're ready for something else, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to hear your theories on that. Any ideas?
Yeah, well, people often say, they stole 2000, and if you read the book, you'll see 2004 was tank two.
Oh, yeah.
But I say, no, 2008 won't be stolen. It has already been stolen.
I agree.
You can swipe it back. But what they've done is they've played games. See, in 2002, George Bush signed something called the Help America Vote Act. Now, when George Bush tells he's going to help us vote, I get very nervous. Okay, I mean, I don't know about you. I immediately start thinking, now, wait a minute. I don't need anyone's help voting. But what they did was that they allowed secretaries of state, you know, like Catherine Harris and Ken Blackwell and all these little fixers in every state, the right to reject the registration. You know, when you used to register to vote, you fill out one of those little yellow forms or something, and you register to vote. You put down your address, and there you go. Boom, you register to vote. Not anymore, man. That ain't so simple. They have the right to say no, and 40% of registrations have been rejected.
Wow.
If they don't find your name on a verification list. Well, what's a verification list? In most states, they won't even tell you what's on it, how they came up with it, who's on it. You know, this whole new immigration bill, they're telling employers they have to verify citizenship status, and the employers are saying, well, how do we do that? There ain't no we don't have citizenship lists in the United States. We're not the Soviet Union. We don't have citizenship cards.
Yet.
You know, anyone can get a Social Security card. That's not a citizenship card.
Right.
You work in the United States, you can come from Uzbekistan, you get a Social Security card. Driver's license isn't require citizenship. The only citizenship document we have in the United States is your certified birth certificate or your passport.
Yeah.
And who has passports? You know?
Yeah.
What voters have passports? 22% of Americans have passports. And they ain't the kids from the mobile homes who just came back from their skiing vacation, the Alps, with their passport, man. So it's a class issue.
Yes, it is.
It's not even racial. It's class. And it's not even political. It's class. It is all about an elite that will choose our leaders versus the rest of us, who they may let you vote, they may not. There you go.
Wow. I couldn't agree with you more. Who do you think, because I agree with you, it's already in place, and certainly it just goes on and on. But
you can swipe back your vote, Frank. It's not completely a disaster.
I think they've already given it to Hillary. What are your thoughts?
Nah.
No?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I just wrote a piece on Hillary. If you want to go to gregpalast.com, the way I look at it, a lot of my Democratic friends are really upset because I described her enough of her activities to put her up the river for several years.
Yes, there's a lot of that.
A stack of felonies.
Yes.
And they said, well, how could you say it? I said, if I don't say it, you know, Karl Rove is going to say it after she gets the Democratic nomination.
Yes.
Right? You know, so I don't know if she's got too much, you know, too much felonious baggage to carry around. But you know, who knows? I mean, it's a good question.
Yeah, it's...
I actually think your boy, Huckabee, is a guy who could really I'm not favoring. I'm just saying that kind of slick.
He's certainly less baggage laden than Hillary.
Yeah.
Hang on a second,
Good
Greg.
Huckster stuff there. Yeah.
Quick break, folks. Back in three. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Friends and foes, welcome back to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Folks, I can't tell you how enjoyable this book is. Absolutely phenomenal. It's funny. It's witty. It's incredibly important. It's entitled Armed Madhouse. And certainly with another election coming around the corner and another hurricane season about to start and everything falling apart, this book could not be more relevant. So by all means, go and check this out. Available, I presume, just about everywhere. But you can go to, for more information, go to Greg's website, www.gregpalast.com. Greg, welcome back.
Hey.
Thanks again, man. I'm enjoying this.
That Father Martinez, he said that Bush is Jewish. Where did he?
I don't know.
Did he have bar mitzvah or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
He's probably photographed with a yarmulke sometime.
Right, yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, we were just talking about 2008. Do you think there's a chance Republicans could win?
Look, it doesn't. If the Republicans win, the Democratic Party wins. You know, what mm-hmm. a friend of mine, the great hip-hop artist, Boots Riley, said, mm-hmm. if, you know, whether it's Republican or Democratic, if they self self-destruct. It's anticlimactic. Do you really think that's going to make a difference to you or me? I mean, there's a difference between the parties, but you know, here's what's going down. I mean, it's an elite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's differences among the elite. They have their disagreements, just like everyone.
Sure.
Every married couple does, right? But I think that's the ultimate issue, is mm-hmm. that there is a small elite controlling America. And it's not about whether Bush wears a yarmulke. It's about who has the cash.
Yeah.
And there's one party in America, the Hezbollah Shekel, the party of the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're seeing. In fact, part of the book has a section called about class war.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a forbidden topic in America.
It is, because we'd like to think that we're past that sort of thing.
Yeah,
we're
all in it together, but we aren't all in it together.
Why
I know
not?
That George Bush doesn't send his kids to the Tigris River.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, and he's gonna be in that golf cart as he always is. You know, he's the only rancher. I was out in Crawford, Texas. And I talked to some of the ranchers out there. There ain't no rancher except George who tends to his cattle in a golf cart. And I was wondering why he didn't do the horse thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like Reagan, you know, man on a horse. I mean, after all, he's got a ranch, right? He's
That's
got a
right.
big ranch.
Sure.
And then I found out that George Bush is afraid of horses. I'm not making this up. I'm really not. And because BBC television said you can't say that on the air unless you can prove it. So we have, 100,000 pictures of George Bush, right?
Yeah.
So we did a search through all the images. I couldn't find one picture of George Bush. Well, actually, we found one picture of Bush on a horse,
mm-hmm.
but the horse was dead. It was stuffed. You know, like with a scream. It's like the guy's scared of horses. So he runs around his ranch with a golf cart. And this one rancher said, "He said you can't tend to your cattle in a golf cart. There's a reason why he's a horse, okay?" And and Bush went by a bunch of his cattle, which were lying down in the shade. Maybe it's because he's Jewish, right? But he looks at the cattle, and they're lying down in the shade. And he says, "See how happy they are? They're lying down in the shade." This rancher said to me, "They're dying." He says, "You have to realize they're lying. The cattle aren't supposed to be lying.
They're not
down.
Complaining.
They don't watch television.
Look how quiet they're being. They're all quiet and rotting.
Lie down in the middle of the day under the tree. They're not drinking pina coladas, man. They're sick. Go fix your cows, man. But the reason I bring that up,
yeah,
it's a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the whole fraud.
Absolutely.
Okay. So they steal your election, and then they give you images of George Bush on a stuffed horse. They send your kids to Iraq, and they got Saddam Hussein with the bugs that are going to take out Cleveland.
Mm.
They have a war on terror. While the first thing that George Bush does is Osama asked that he remove all the troops from Saudi Arabia, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
Then we removed our troops from Saudi Arabia because that was Osama's demand number one. Think about that, man.
Mm-hmm.
We give in to these. You know,
yeah.
We literally just went down and kissed his turban.
That's right.
Okay? Let's think about that. So, you know, so what I'm trying to do in the book is describe a mm-hmm. series of things, from the war on terror to the shoplifting elections, secret plans to the oil fields of Iraq,
mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia, you know, like, that stuff was, look, I know you got a lot of conspiracy nuts that listen to your show, Frank. I got to tell you that.
Yeah.
They think that George Bush had secret plans for the war, to grab the oil fields of Iraq. Well, that's not true. He had two plans to grab the fields, and I got both of them in the book.
Yeah, okay?
And the thing is, these were plans were written in Iraq's capital, which is Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And the oil company guys wrote this stuff. And it wasn't, by the way, the most interesting thing I think I found in the whole book, in investigating for BBC, was we didn't go into Iraq to get the oil. We went into Iraq to make sure we didn't get the oil. And I never thought about that until the oil company guys explained it to me. By the way, they didn't mean to explain it to me. I was wearing a hidden, you know, I had hidden recorders, mm-hmm. which I can't do if I work for a U.S. network. Right.
Right.
And when I put part of our madhouse in Harper's Magazine, they threatened to sue. They said,
wow.
And we said, well, did Palace misquote you? The editor said, and they said, he didn't even speak to us. And they said, well, what voice on this audio tape isn't you. So that's the story, man.
That's amazing stuff. Greg Palast, a true pleasure, my friend. Keep me in the loop, and let me know how things go here in Arkansas.
Don't get too loopy with that reverend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll try not to.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it.
Catch you later.
Greg Palast, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Greg Palast, of course, just wrapping up with him. Fantastic book, Armed Madhouse. It's very, very witty stuff, and certainly appreciate his time here tonight. So we can take some calls if you're interested. 800-313-9443. Once I get started on that new segment, I'm not stopping for nobody, because it's... Well, it's very important, and I think it's important also in the way that I've got it structured, at least it seems to make sense to me. Hopefully it will make sense to you. It goes from point to point to point to point, and one of those articles about 20 pages long. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's quite lengthy. A lot of good information. Again, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Terrace in Illinois. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I had a question about, you see there is a Republican candidate called Ron Paul. Have you heard of him before?
Yes, I have.
He may be able to succeed if it's possible, He may become president, and we may have some hope.
You think so?
He may be able to succeed because he has some high polls. But, you know, the government, it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of torn on the whole thing. I'd like to be able to honestly say that I thought Ron Paul had a chance, but I don't think he has a chance because I think that the fix is in. I think that, you know, as Greg had sort of said and I had sort of talked about, I think that they have slowly and steadily been perfecting the art of fixing the vote for a long, long time, and they have a lot of different ways to do that. They can, of course, basically have very few voting machines. They can have electronic voting machines. They can, of course, invalidate people's voter registration. They can lose voter registrations. I mean, how many times do we hear stories? They're mostly involving identity theft or potential identity theft. But you hear about, I think there were like three stories in Atlanta this year about people finding voter registration cards in the trash. So presumably, of course, everything's above bar and that those voters were officially registered and then for some reason their registration forms were tossed afterwards. But, you know, I don't believe that for one second. But, again, electronic voting machines, you got a great many other different ways that they do to, you know, to fix the whole thing. And I just think that when you've got an institution, and we do have an institution, that institution is the elite, and they have slowly and steadily integrated themselves into really both political parties, and they have enough sort of safeguards in place to weed out people like Ron Paul. I think it's extremely unlikely that he will continue on, because quite simply, I mean, he's dealing with the fact, and I applaud him for making what a lot of people in the media have said to be absurd comments or controversial statements, because it's getting him some attention out there. It's helping him to stand out amongst the candidates. Which
I think people are waking up.
Yeah. Oh, I know people are waking up.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying if the people can overcome, if the people can do this, then we can succeed. It's just the people.
Yeah.
That's the main thing here. Mm-hmm. He can win. We just have to have confidence and hope. The more hope we have, I think the more chances we may win with the people's support.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Well, so. I agree with you, brother, and I do have hope. I really do. I don't want to say false hope. I'll give you an example. I got an email from one of our listeners in Canada who was chastising me for having something on the website endorsing Ron Paul. Now, the website, again, franklyspeakingradio.com, is not my website. It's Webmaster James's website. It just features show content. So it's his site. He puts on there whatever he wants. But what this guy was saying is that, you know, how can you endorse Ron Paul when Ron Paul has never gone on the record and said anything about September 11th? As far as, you know, does he believe it was an inside job and so on and so forth? Which, again, you got to sort of say, how much leeway do we give people? And I'll give you an example. If Ron Paul were to have said in that debate with Giuliani, instead of our foreign policy caused us to be attacked, if he had said something along the lines of, the United States perpetrated September 11th on our own people. I mean, do you really think that he had a chance? You know, no way. They would absolutely get him out of there. So I just, it would have been made, such a huge deal would have been made out of it, and I think they would have done everything they could to sort of paint him as a conspiracy theorist who has no place in politics. They would have tried to, you know, drum him out of the party. Drum him out of the race, drum him out of politics altogether, and if that didn't work, they probably would just would have killed him.
Kill him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They would. I hope this didn't happen, but the possibility is a big possibility. But I have heard, as you see, that you know, the end times that are coming, the troubled times that are going to come to this nation has been delayed and avert, like not delayed, but lessened.
Yes.
To the extent that we may not have this, the trouble that were forecasted before.
It's...
So, but if we have more good in this world, we may transform into an age of golden age easily. As not, you know what I'm saying? It's not like...
Yeah, sure.
So, but...
anything is possible, my friend. I certainly have hope that it goes that way, but I certainly...
I don't know.
I don't put any faith in politics.
But if Hillary becomes president, it's going to be dangerous upon... She's very dangerous. She can. This Hillary will be the last president of the United States if that occurs. Because this country cannot survive after that, I would think.
Yeah.
It's,
I agree with you. It's going to be a dangerous thing. I think it's already won, though. I really do. I think it's going to be Hillary. So, and I don't want it to be. I just think that it will be.
Yeah, and there have been prophecies of Hillary being president in many, many websites I've looked up. So many predictions saying Hillary will be the president of the United States, and she might just be the last president. So let's hope not, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, so, amen, brother. Amen.
Thanks.
Well, hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I think a lot of people are suspecting that Hillary will pull this out. And again, a number of different reasons why. Manny and I were discussing this during one of the breaks, and he said, do you really think Hillary will win it? And I said, yeah. And I said, here's an example. Let's say that, I don't know, and I used an example of Manny being a Vietnam War vet. And I said, let's say that, you know, you go there and you spend all this time and you're in Vietnam and whatnot, and you're being shot at, you know, by Vietnamese. And then maybe you get back home and a Vietnamese family moves in next door. You're automatically going to feel a certain way about them. Even though they personally have never done anything to you, they represent someone who did. It's kind of the same thing, I think, going into this election. I think that there is no Republican candidate who can win this. I really don't. I think that people, for the most part in America, are relatively clueless. I really do. And I think that they'll just run away from the Republican Party. And I think that the powers that be who orchestrate the entire thing know that. So they've put their eggs in the Democratic side of the basket. However, I do think that the person chosen to run for the Republican Party will be an insider. And maybe they've been promised, you know, tank the election this time around, and we'll give it to you next time around after 8 years of Hillary, if it even goes that far. Who knows? But I will say this. I have gone on the record and suspected and said that I predict it will be Hillary. And I did that the day after the 2004 election. So I still stand firm with that. And obviously that's quite a few years ago. So we'll wait and see. I've seen nothing, heard nothing, read nothing, investigated nothing that leads me to believe otherwise at this point. But maybe it's just me. Davis in North Carolina, welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, Dr. Whalen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. You haven't heard the great porta potty scandal we had up here in North Carolina, have you?
I have not heard this.
You'll love it. During the second term, when Mr. Clinton was president, he came here to dedicate. Actually, what he did was he gave away land that belonged to a lot of different people. They stood in the field in the hot sun and clapped and said yay, and he gave their land away to the New River Park Project, which means that part of their land which borders the New River, which is one of our claims to fame here. Anybody can go on it. You can camp. You can do anything you want to do, okay? A friend of mine was asked to provide porta potties for this gigantic meeting, and he did. And he never got paid for his 100 porta potties. They scammed him.
Wow.
About $65 a day times 100. How much is that?
Wow, a lot.
Yeah, more than I got in my pocket, Frank.
Isn't that amazing? It's just anything. It's just, it's in a politician's nature just to rip everybody off. I mean, I really think that given the opportunity, you know, if there was an old lady dropped her wallet, you know, I think they'd probably bend down there. Oh, let me help you, ma'am. While they're pocketing, you know, cash, just anything. I almost feel sorry for him. It's a compulsion. It's like, I have to rip people off. I have to find some way to screw people over.
Well, I don't trust, I don't have any faith in any politician. The only more dangerous state political force in Arkansas would be North Carolina. It's treacherous up here. And the closer you get to Raleigh, the crazier it gets. Now, the Democratic headquarters here is built on a piece of land that used to house us an old filling station, gas station. The tanks were never removed. A bank came in and built a building and operated as a bank, a major bank chain. They left for some unknown reason. Mm-hmm. Now the land cannot be sold to anybody. There's been several people who wanted to buy it because the gas tanks are there. Be prohibitive, cost prohibitive. It's now our new Democratic headquarters for the county.
Wow.
It's all kind of stuff. It's just more fun you can stand, you know. And I live in a small mountain community. The population is 2,200 people. That's it. That's everybody. Except for the turistas. Those are terrorists that come in to visit us in the summertime. From Florida, New York, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on in North Carolina. Record gas is 304. We have rain finally. Thank God.
Good.
How's everything in Arkansas with your snails?
I'm winning the battle, I think. Like I said, I tried to take the humanitarian approach. Not quite Buddhist, you know, but you know, I see a bunch of snails, and I'll just pick them up, and I'll fire them over into the neighbor's yard, you know, just something to get, you know, say, look, it's this is your eviction notice. If you come back, you're going to die.
Right.
And, you know, I'm at that point now.
Well, we could. You know, this could turn into something and really make money for you.
How you figure?
You can, these things. Sell them to the French. They don't care.
Oui. That's true. I never thought about that. A little escargot action.
Arkansas escargot.
I'm telling you. Don't think for one second, brother, that I haven't thought about that. No, and I don't mean about making money, but just like, you know, in a worst-case scenario, a survival situation, you know, maybe I should be really nice to these snails and invite them to come around. Same thing with squirrels.
Right.
Mighty good eating squirrel.
Yeah. There you go. Well,
I hear.
That's all I had for you, brother. I hope you have a good weekend. Are you going to be on Monday or are you going to be off Monday?
I don't know. Manny, do you know anything yet? So you don't know anything.
Is Manny talking?
All right, Manny said he doesn't know because he doesn't come in. He said some people are not going to be here. I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me. I'll assume that I will be here.
Okay, have a good weekend.
All right, buddy.
By the way,
yes,
the mail left here on 3-day to Round Rock, Texas, so we'll be good to go in a few days.
All right. Wonderful.
Bless your heart. Have a good weekend, brother.
Hey,
I'm praying
God bless
for you,
my friend. I appreciate that so much, more than you'll ever know.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Davis. We appreciate him and all of you out there. Let's go to Bob in Tennessee. Bob, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good. Trying to go through some old mail here.
I hear you.
Listening to the show, man. Hey, y'all were talking about Ron Paul earlier.
Yeah.
Do you really, you know, I've followed Ron Paul now for several years on mostly through radio stations like yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my opinion, if he or anyone like him were to get elected, and I think if the chips weren't stacked against him through the media and the voting machines and the powers that be, if he had a chance, how effective do you really think he would be with a hostile Senate and a hostile House, both parties against him? How effective do you think he could be? I've asked myself that question.
Yeah.
I was wondering about your opinion of it.
Mm. Well, again, I hate to sound like a pessimist because I'm not a pessimist, but I am realistic, and I would rather have some hope than no hope, without a doubt. But false hope to me, I think it's just as damaging. You know what I mean? I agree with you, at least what I assume you're going to say, which is that I don't think he'd be very effective at all. I think he'd have a lot of problems, and I think that they'd find a way to either run him out or kill him.
I don't believe they'd have to kill him. I believe they'd leave. I don't believe they'd try to because I believe there would be quite an outcry.
Yeah.
Finger pointing none. I believe they'd just let him go through his 4-year term if he was elected, which mm-hmm. I think so. You know, and I hate it. I hate the fact that the right man can't be elected anymore.
Yeah.
That's what people should understand is until they wake up and want to get off their couch and quit drinking their six-pack and watching the ball game, there's not going to be anybody come along like Ron Paul or anybody else to save the day. It's going to be up to each and every individual.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. I think that, and again, you know, when we're talking about having hope and at the same time, you know, avoiding sort of false hope, I think it'd be great if we had politicians who cared. And I think it would be a miracle if somebody with some integrity actually made it through all of the little hoops you got to jump through in order to get to a position where you have the money, the access, and the camera time to be able to achieve the office of the presidency. Because that's what it requires, a great deal of things. I mean, it would be an enormous amount of adversity to be able to overcome, a miraculous amount to overcome. But even if he got there, you're right. What does that really change? Okay, that's a guy who cares, no doubt. But the point is that how many roadblocks can be put up in his way to be able to avoid anything from really being accomplished. I think that it's too easy for us to sit there and root for somebody. It's too easy for us to sit there on our, you know, in our easy chair, our lazy boy, and watch it on TV and cheer for something and hope for something. And then, you know, if it doesn't work out, we just change the channel. That's the mentality with America, and that's the problem with America, is that we're not willing to do things. We're not willing to take the burden upon our own shoulders and do something with it. And I think that we need to. And the first thing that has to change is the mentality has to change. You know, everyone can say, oh, you just have to call your congressman, your representative. Whatever you think that needs to be done, by all means, go ahead and do it. But for me, I think we all have to change ourselves, and that inevitably, if everybody really fixes their own problems, you know, their own solutions, and really achieve a level of understanding and awareness and some kind of idea of the truth, you know, a passion for freedom, really, body, mind, soul, spirit, everything, and moving towards that direction, I think we're all going to end up in the same place anyway. We don't need leaders. Okay, we need to get away from that, because leaders are very easily corrupted, co-opted, and infiltrated. We need to stop being followers in America. We need to accept the burden and try to do something good with it for ourselves and subsequently others as well. But I think that a political solution, I think it's impossible, but that's just me. And again, I'm not trying to be defeatist, but I'm inherently distrustful of anybody who is not only wanting the job, but actually spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to be a public servant to, you know, 300 million people. It just doesn't make sense. There's no logic to it. Hang on, Bob. We'll be back in three, folks.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome this hour here, the conclusion of hour number one, being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring nine, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. Of course, Branson, Missouri, chock full of touristy goodness, and Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, nice and quiet and peaceful and absolutely gorgeous. Check it out for yourself online, www.howardcreek.com. You can also call them with information, questions, whatever. That is toll free, 877-253-7690. Really, truly, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. The perfect place for you to maybe spend some time this Memorial Day weekend. Back to our caller, Bob in Tennessee. Welcome back, sir, and please go ahead.
Yeah, Jack, I agreed with just about everything you said.
Yeah.
You know, if the process worked like it originally should or did and should have, it would be different. But the process has been changed so much that now I'll still try to inform people about Ron Paul or any candidates that I think would do the right thing if he's in office and take the oath to defend the Constitution and go with the Constitution. Anybody that would run for office like Ron Paul and to actually do that, people need to be educated about him. But
yeah, nobody, I agree with that.
There's nobody going to come in on a white horse and save this country now in the shape it's in.
Yeah, that's very true, and I'm with you too. I mean, for as I guess perhaps jaded as I may sound about the entire voting process, I do still go and vote, and I look for a good candidate. And if Ron Paul were on the ticket, man, I'm telling you, he'd get my vote. But that doesn't mean that he'll win, and it doesn't mean he'll even make it through the Republican primaries. But we'll have to wait and see. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I've resolved myself to realize that you're limited in what you can do. Like I said earlier, people lose their creature comforts when they can't turn that switch and that light comes on, or they can't turn that spigot and that water comes on, or they can't get no gas to the gas pump. They're not going to get upset. And I believe that, you know, history's going to repeat itself, and we're going to roll around in one of those days like during the Depression, and that's when people's going to get upset, and that's when changes will be made, because they'll demand it out of their politicians then.
Yeah.
Until they lose their creature comforts, I don't believe enough of them is going to stick together to get anything changed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm inclined
really
to
believe that's coming, and I believe I'll probably see it in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And all a man can do is prepare himself and his family for it.
Yes.
And do the best he can and be man enough to step up when things mm-hmm. get bad enough.
Bravo. Bravo. Well said, my friend.
Well, I enjoyed your show.
Well, I appreciate you being a part of it, my friend. I enjoyed your phone call. Thank you so much. Fantastic stuff there from Bob in Tennessee. And, folks, we'll probably take a few more calls here, and then we'll probably jump into some news. So if you want to, by all means, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. All I've heard all week on Republic Radio and the other one is doom and gloom. We don't have a chance for anything. We might as well dig our graves right now.
Well, I can't speak for the other shows, but this show's never doom and gloom.
Well,
nothing.
It's
not. I mean,
we have a way to get Bush and Cheney impeached without the Congress. Mm-hmm. I believe Thomas Jefferson, they left us an open. They left us an out.
Let me interrupt you here for a quick legal ID. Folks, back in 90 seconds.